Nearly 600 Tibetans who came from around the world to their government's home in exile in India are proclaiming with one voice they will not allow China to swallow their identity. As they concluded their six-day meeting here, the Tibetans stood to sing their national anthem, performed by schoolgirls playing flutes and young men banging drums. But there were discordant notes. Officials say while a majority pledged to follow their spiritual leader on whatever path he chooses, others wanted to take a stronger stand. The meeting's declaration reaffirmed support for the Dalai Lama's middle way approach for autonomy within China, a strategy that even he has called a failure. A significant minority wanted a shift to pursuit of independence. Sewan Ringzin is the president of the Tibetan Youth Congress.
We had hoped that, you know, we would revert to our original goal of independence, because when we first came into exile in 1959, our main goal was independence and then go back.
Leaders of the government in exile say if China does not respond positively to the request for meaningful autonomy, then a future special meeting could demand independence. Deputy Parliament Speaker Doma Gyari says in the meantime, the frustrated delegates have made it clear there should be no further Tibetan Sino talks for now.
We have decided that we will not send the envoys for further contact.
One of the meeting's subcommittee chairs, Lobsang Sangye, a senior fellow of the Harvard Law School in the United States, is holding out hope talks could resume.
Our door is still open, based on Isolini's view of middle path.
The decisions made are recommendations to the parliament in exile, which meets again in 4 months. The Dalai Lama called for the unprecedented meeting, but did not attend or issue a recommendation, saying he did not want to influence the debate. Some Tibetans contend the meeting was a waste of time because it will not affect the decades-long struggle against Chinese rule. Bookshop owner Lasang Sering was one of the last of the CIA-financed exiled Tibetan fighters in the 1970s who were based in Nepal.
The people inside Tibet have voted for freedom with their lives. And in my humble view, nobody can vote more clearly than to vote with their lives. Here it's a question of putting a piece of paper in a tin box.
China, in remarks before the special meeting here, also called the conclave irrelevant. It accused the Dalai Lama and his followers of using the conference as part of their ongoing plot to grab one-fourth of China's territory. Beijing contends Tibet historically is a part of China. Steve Herman, VOA News, Dharamsala, India.